Sorry, I don't mean to pin you to the wall so hard, but I can't wait anymore.
Fucking hell.
You taste so good. So sweet. Just like I always knew you would. You fit so perfectly against me. Your tiny body, in contrast to my thick form. Just running my hands up and down. You feel so fragile. And I love how you tense up when I touch your more sensitive areas. Nuh-uh. I don't think so. Get those hands up here. There we go. Your hands over your head. It fills me with delight that I can hold these slender wrists with one hand, while my other hand explores. Tracing your every curve, the swell of your tits, these surprisingly thick thighs. I can't wait to sink my teeth into them and into those succulent folds between them. Fuck, you're just so small, and yet your body, I want to play with it for hours just to make you break. Get your legs around my waist now. I want you to feel the heat coming from me. And I want to feel yours. They're so slender and yet they're so strong. You have no idea how long I've waited to do this, to have you pinned beneath me, begging me, screaming my name as I pound into you. Oh, you sweet summer child. Modern problems come with modern solutions. Oh, look how you light up. Does my little fox want her little holes filmed? I told you, I've held back for a long time now. You can scent it back in the park. Unleash the beast, knowing full well what you were doing. I won't let you take it back. And fuck me, will I see you in nothing but an apron come morning.
It is the most wholesome daydream I have. Now,
let's get this sweet ass onto my bed.
As much as I would love to not keep these tiny hands over your head, also I can use both to explore this body.
I love how helpless you look. Although, since I am straddling these gorgeous hips of yours, I am scared my weight could break you. But watching you try to wriggle out from under me
It's so cute. You're really weak compared to me. But I'll only take advantage when my hunger for you can't be contained. Yes, I'm very mean. Now, for me to be even meaner. No whining. These were mine from when I was tiny like you. I can always replace them. Damn. Just damn. I've always tried to imagine what you look like underneath your clothes. Even those swimming suits of yours forced my imagination to run wild. Finally, being able to see what you hide from me. I'm not sure where to start exploring first. Well, a wise man once said, from the top. Now that I think about it, your scent mixing with mine, it really sends me over the edge. How about I send you over that edge as thanks? I remember this one spot on your neck. I licked it as a joke, and you made the cutest little sound. There it is. You're so cute. Let me do it again. Cute sound. I wonder what other sounds you'll make as I kiss your ears. Lick inside. Nibble on the outside. Scratch the other with my free hand. Look at how you ride. It feels nice feeling you twist between my legs. Oh, friction is almost like you're scratching an itch. Hasn't been scratched in a long time. Oh, that blow got a reaction. And you're trying so hard to hold the moan. That won't do. What if I just do this? Slip my tongue into your ear. There's that cute voice. What if I continue kissing down to your collarbone? I can hear your heartbeat. Feel it as I kiss you. It's melodic and all for me. Your heart should only beat for me. Wow. Wow. These tits of yours. They are the perfect handfuls. Not too big, not too small. They don't spill out, and they allow me to knead into them like freshly baked bread dough. Oh, these nipples, they're already so hard. Little pebbles that I can twist, pinch, and flick. Your body is jolting. Does that feel good, my precious little fox? I'm sorry. What? You'll have to speak up, pet. I can't make you feel good if you don't tell me. Be a good girl and use your words. I mean, I could always just stop playing with these nipples of yours. But I get a feeling you don't want that. Tell me what you want, my beautiful Kitsune. Tell me now, or I stop. There's a good girl. Yes, tell me how good it feels. Do you want more? What did I say about using your words? Speak up. And more you shall receive. Oh my. Look how wet you are. You're soaking my sheets. Naughty girl.
Shit. You got one of your knees grinding into me. Fuck. Shit. Feels good. Shit. My hand slipped from your... fuck. You got a jump on me. Damn it. Shit. Don't. How the hell does this little knee feel so damn good? Don't yank my tail too. You fucking take that smirk off your adorable face. Fuck. Oh shit. You might actually send me over. Fuck. What's wrong? Why'd you stop? You know, giving a predator an opening isn't a very... Oh. Oh, shit. I'm erect. No, please, don't be scared. I can explain. This is also why I was scared to approach you. I didn't know how you would react. How much do you really know about werewolf biology?
And please don't say you read about it in books. Those books are a load of shit. Okay, well, as you can see, yes, I do have a cock, despite, you know, being a female. This means I could potentially impregnate you, if we ever. Anyway, I am an alpha born. I may not have a pack, but genetics have made me top dog. Lucky me. Anyway, werewolves typically mate with their own kind because interspecies mating is frowned upon. There could also be side effects. What they are varies between species, but some haven't been pleasant. Because of that, I was conflicted about being drawn to you like I was. That's why I wanted you to meet someone, in the hopes that it would stop these urges of mine and keep you safe from the savage beast that I knew I'd become. You saw it at the club, Vixie. The only reason it didn't get worse was because I had enough self-control to not want to scare you away. Your scent, every time you were close, even when you walked away, your scent would drive me insane. Dark thoughts about devouring you would take me over. The overwhelming need to claim you, to bite you, to make you my Omega, my mate. My inner alpha demands that I ensure no one else can take you from me. You are mine! Not that snake's. Certainly not the asshole who stares at you on the bus. Certainly not that one barista. You are mine! You are the only woman I've loved so much that it hurts. Yes. Love. There aren't enough words to help me confess just how much I love you. How long I've tortured myself trying to keep these feelings under control. The nights I spent howling your name, wishing it was your hands around my cock. Yes, yes. And to see that expression, that look of embarrassment and shame, as I take you and fuck a pup into your womb. But, I won't do that to you. Not until you're ready. For tonight. Please, before we go any further, I need to know one thing. Do you love me as much as I love you? You love me? You love me? 10 times more than I love you. Little Missy. Them's fighting words. Fuck! Shit! Okay. Don't grab it like that. Shit. Your little hands. So warm. You're a little too good at this. Don't tell me you've been practicing. I'll never know, huh? You cheeky. Damn. Twisting like that. Shut up.
Of course it gets thicker the more you play with it. No. Don't use your mouth. No. So fucking or don't use your tongue like that. Fuck. Shit. I'm already leaking pre-cum. Fuck. Stop staring like that. And who wouldn't be close to coming when you do shit like that? God, how are you so good at this? Please, stop. No, you're not hurting me. It's just, I want to come inside you. The only thing is, I don't want to take you the traditional way. There is every danger that, with how bent up I am, I will impregnate you, and I will break you. I don't want that. Not yet, anyway. Not until you're absolutely ready. So please, this time, let me take you a different way. Do you trust me? My love. Good girl. Let's get the rest of these off. Flip onto your stomach. Lift your ass in the air. Okay. I'm going to get you ready. She's making, and her juices from earlier. She gotten so wet that she coated everything down here. Oh, fuck. The hole is tightening and flexing. The way she's thrusting against my face, clawing at the sheets, begging me to take her. Yes, my beautiful fox, I will take you. I will take you, mark you, truly make you mine. All right, are you ready? Don't be scared. I will never hurt you. You're safe. All right, I'll go slow. But then I'll start to move. I may even bite you. But you won't have to worry. I won't infect you with venom. It is merely to prove that inside and out, you belong to me. It's okay. Don't worry. It's going in easy. Just relax. Yeah. Yeah, like that. Relax. Yeah. There we go. I'm in. You feel that? Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm going to start moving. These sounds you're making, are you okay? Oh, I can go faster, huh? If I didn't know better, I'd say you were a glutton for punishment. Okay, fine. I'm going faster. God damn, you're getting wet everywhere. Or is that me leaking into you? Who cares? You feel amazing. Say who you belong to. I want you to say it. Tell me who you belong to. Who are you? The bitch of... That's right. Say it again. Say my name. Yes. And tell me, is my precious little fox getting close? Are you about to explode? Because I know I sure am. All right. And you have permission. Come for me. Come for me, little girl. That's it. Let those juices spill out. I want you to go over that edge. Spill like a waterfall. Come on. Come for me. Come for me. Come as I explode into you. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Now! Holy shit. That was intense. Ugh. My head is spinning. Yeah, well, I think you killed me too. I haven't had a good lay like that ever. Are you okay? I didn't hurt you, did I? That's good. Oh, I'm really delirious right now. But I'm happy. Really happy that I made you feel good. This mark here on your shoulder, this is proof that you belong to me and that I belong to you. Look at me. You're mine. My mate. No one else's. Say it. Good girl. Fuck. Your blood tastes so good. I need to be careful, or I might get pumped up for round two. Then you and I really won't be getting out of this bed for a day or two. You know, after tonight, I might reconsider how fragile and innocent you are. Hey, it's a little late to ask, but are you sure you're fine with being marked? It's just that I still don't know if marking you was right for me to do. Or, for that matter, if I can ever make you happy. And more importantly, what if I can't keep you safe? From others. From me. From... Shutting me up with more sweet kisses. You're devious. Stop being an overthinking dork, huh? Well, shit. If you're going to insult me, I know you mean business. To think so much spice comes from these sweet lips. Someone so sweet who is also salty.
I love you so much. Hey now, where do you think you're going? Nope, getting cleaned up can wait. I want to keep you here forever and ever and ever. I just want to nuzzle into your neck. I could die happy knowing my snoot is right here. Fine, fine, no dying. But you and I aren't leaving this bed. At least not tonight. So close those beautiful eyes. Snuggle in nice and close to me. And let's you and I get some sleep. Everything else we can deal with in the morning. I'm not going anywhere. I promise. I won't ever leave you. Not after what we've been through tonight. And especially not after I finally get to call you mine. Sweet dreams. Even though I'll be making you breakfast tomorrow, I'll still get you to wear that apron for me one day.